different sizes.
Primo.
And, well, we know a little bit because in the Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning how, due to old age, he's unable to see properly and thus write properly. So he's simply depending upon the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to guide his pen in writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he was actually very, very old. But he lived here, I don't know how many years he lived here, but he lived here many years in the banks of Radhakund, following the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami, etc. We know that much of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, is based on the notes of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami and the direct impressions which Raghunath Das Goswami had from being in Mahaprabhu's association. So based on those two things, the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami, which he kept very meticulous diary when he was with Mahaprabhu, and also Raghunath Das Goswami's personal experiences, he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that sacred place is here. And you could say that that is our most important scripture. It's described that Bhagavad Gita is the ABCs of spiritual life. And then we go on to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the quintessence of all spiritual knowledge. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is one of the manjaris in the spiritual sky. So we can understand that Srila Vyasadeva, of course, a very elevated soul, but his position is not like that of one of the manjaris in the spiritual world. So even in the, I was reading yesterday, fourth chapter of Adi Leela, describing all of the transcendental glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radhe Krishna Ayanga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And Kaviraj Goswami is describing all of Radharani's glories in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he's actually saying that these things should not be spoken because they're very, very intimate and they're very, very deep. But he said, and most people not understand them, and he's taking a risk, he says, by writing these very transcendental understandings, these deep esoteric pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he's taking a chance. But he said the glories must be known for those few sincere souls who want to enter into this sublime pastimes of the Lord. So he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita for that purpose. And actually Chaitanya Charitamrita had, for all practical purposes, disappeared from the face of the earth by 100 years ago. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he heard about Chaitanya Charitamrita and what a lofty scripture it was, describing the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and personality of Radharani and the dealings of the gopis with Krishna, etc. But he couldn't find, he writes in his autobiography, he couldn't find a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He looked for 17 years. And finally, after 17 years, he found an old parchment they write in the leaves. He found an old copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had immediately translated and distributed widely in Bengal. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita was written here in this very spot when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was blind, and he was depending on the mercy of Govindaji. Very, very wonderful pastime. So it's a very special place for the devotees. Actually, I've noticed since I've been coming here for 30 years that the Prabhus who take care of this temple have to take very good care of this area. You can see it's very clean. The Baba who is here, he's very well organized.
Bhagwandas.
He's your friend?
Everybody's my friend.
He's the one who takes care.
Huh?
He's the one who takes care.
He's the Baba who takes care. He's very nice.
He's Swami disciple, Achitya Vigra. He's all care in this place.
Yeah, you'll notice there's one painting.
Good paintings.
Which is done by Archie Vigraha. It's kind of a secret. Thing.
South Africa.
Maybe, I guess it's not so secret.
No.
It was secret. It's one time. But she's a lady. But she painted the painting here of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. There's another painting she did of Jiva Goswami. We didn't have time to stop there where his Bhajan Kutir was. Another beautiful painting of Jiva Goswami there.
Radhe!
Which is the painting?
Babuji? There you can see just his face.
Oh.
Ask Babaji Maharaj what this piece of wood is here.
Radhe Ape.
What is that wood?
Bhutan.
Big piece of wood there.
Panchamala. Panchamala. Hi, I'm Loki, Jayanandu Pattad, Tulsi, Radha Kundrai. His name is Panchamal.
Now you see here, he's got the big stick on the side of the bench here.
He's a good
one. He died in that way. Stand.
Holding his hand.
Jabba Kirch.
From his speaking, that's how Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So this is called Panch Pandava Kund on the banks of Sharmakund when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to excavate this kund to make it larger and so forth and so on. He wanted to make it square like the Radha kund. But you can see it has a triangular shape. This part is cut here like this. It comes back at an angle. And the reason for this was that one night before the work was to begin, Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream. And in the dream, the five Pandavas, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakula, Sahadev, they all appeared to Raghunath Das Thakur in a dream, and they said, please don't cut down the trees along the bank of the river here to make the kund bigger, because we are doing our bhajan in the form of those trees in the bank of the river, of the lake here. So that's why Raghunath Das Goswami didn't cut the trees down along here. These are the same trees that were here, 500 years. Trees very, very old, 500 years old. You can see. Yeah, this one also very, very old. So what's happened over the years is that the trees have died. Three of the trees have died. So it's understood that the brothers have all come into this tree here. Pandavas. And they're sitting there, residing in this tree on the banks of Sharmakund.
Chanting Radhe Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
So this is Kalpa Viksha tree. It's a very special tree. When I was here last time, Mohan, in an act of love, he jumped up and he broke off a branch. And he gave it to me, and I had mala, I have chanting beads made out of it, which I carry with me when I travel around the world. I have them back in Vrindavan. I chant them as beads. It's very, very special. Nice and special beads. So you can embrace this tree, it's a Kalpa Viksha tree, and whatever you ask for, you'll get. So be careful. Only ask for Krishna prem. If you ask for money, you'll get money. If you ask for wife, you'll get wife.
Somebody want only son.
If you want that, you can have. The Mataji said pray for babies here, but we should recommend that you pray for Krishna Prema.